Real quick, so like site plans, CSMs, all those types of things that have been submitted. I know that before Joel left, we were told, like, this was months ago, but that we were looking at, we should be catch up by March or something like that. Like, we were behind, we were, you know, we had a lot of stuff on our plate. So we've been still moving forward. Is that what you're telling me? And then we have two people there, plus we've contracted out services. So our plans, when people have developers or whatever projects are going on, residents with things in their home, you're saying those things are still, they're still reviewing, they're doing the stuff they can remotely, and they're communicating with these individuals via what, cell phone and emails and that? Is that correct?
Yes, that's a good summary. Marion and Regulo have not tried working remotely yet. We're taking turns manning the office. So Gail and I were both, I was out for part of the day today working from home. Gail was working from home all day today. So we're still working through some of the bugs and the kinks in the system, but we've been working with IT for almost 2 weeks getting prepared for this because we knew it was coming. And all of the documents that have typically been on paper, site plans and some other things, we're requesting as much of that as possible electronically. And if files are simply too big to accommodate any of our tools, or there's a need for paper copy, we are using that system with the vestibule. And each member of the planning department has an opportunity to either sit on the paper for 24 hours or wash their hands immediately upon handling the paper. So we are doing everything that we can to not bring additional infection, potential infection into the building, as well as keeping the employees safe.
I think that when this is all done and we've gone through this process, I think we're going to hopefully learn things from it, and there's going to be some positives out of it. You know, I've been up here 12 years. The mayor's been here longer, and some of the, you know, the city clerk, city attorney. And we've heard the cost, how many copies, and all the paperwork, and the printing, and the big, you know, 11 by 7s, and these big documents. And, I mean, I submitted one, you know, about a month ago. And it's just the cost, okay? There's a lot of cost. And I think that if we can figure out a way to reduce that, that just sets us apart, or maybe catches up with other municipalities that are already doing this. So if we're successful in continuing to move everything along, and we can save, you know, paper, all right, which is, and save some of these documents from having to be produced, that's a good thing. That's definitely pro-business, and that's something that I think the city will benefit from on the development side. The second thing is, I'm imagining or guessing that things have slowed down coming in, which we can use this time to catch up, because once this is done, the spigots are going to turn back on, and there's going to be a tidal wave, I believe, that's going to come our way, and it'd be nice to get as much as we can off the plate, off our plate, and through plan commission and any other committees before we get to that point.
Yes. So for the last couple of months, we have been making some streamlinings through our processes. So we are now keeping a master Excel spreadsheet of everything that comes into the department, even if it's just an inquiry. Some things are very hard to track, like a quick phone call, but we're trying to do a much better job of demonstrating the flow of work that comes into and out of that department. Typically in the past, folks have only been made aware of it if it's on a meeting schedule. So if it's coming to Plan Commission or Environmental Commission or the CDA or Council, then it gets placed on a project tracker that many people are using as an idea of what's coming down the pipe. So what you're going to see in the next, I would say, 2 to 3 Council meetings or Plan Commission meetings are a lot of the big buckets of work are finally moving into that stage in the system. And there's a number of other smaller things that are kind of moving into the system, but I don't anticipate any new big projects coming in that we haven't already discussed at Council.
All right, thank you.
And then just to add to the paper thing, recently, just I think a day or two ago, we instituted removing the paper copies from routing internally. And I think that that's probably going to also result in some streamlining of our process improvements being more efficient. And to your point, I think we're going to find what we're made of and what we're capable of doing without being in the same room together as we go through this crisis.
That's all I got.
Madam Clerk on Elections.
Well, I will just give you a summary of some of the election events going on. I won't go into too much detail on how we have been, our office has been the front line, both in face-to-face and in touching documents, everything from applications that somebody hands you to a ballot that has been received to a ballot that you're handing them. There is touching of labels. There is touching of everything multiple times. So our office is trying its best to follow procedures and get the voters to follow procedures, too. It seems to be working out well with in-person voting. We have lines marked on the floor. We're averaging about 175 people a day. Fortunately, they are coming in at an so far even pace. We are open from 8:30 to 5, which are the hours that we have published according to state law. We are looking at possibly shortening that to 9 to 3, but we will give ample notice. It's not like we will just do it the same day that we decide, but it probably will turn into that Thursday or Friday, but plenty of notice will be given. We're processing applications that people are applying for on MyVote. MyVote comes automatically to me, and then we actually have to process the application. It's just not an automatic. We're answering phone calls at any given time. There's about three of us on the phone at the same time. People have questions on how to request the absentee ballot. They have registration questions. They have questions that they applied for the ballot yesterday. How come it didn't come in today's mail? So we're dealing with trying to teach people how to upload photo IDs, not knowing their systems, but they're on MyVote, and that's what they're told to do. So people in general have been pretty understanding, but the volume of calls, the volume of requests is absolutely unbelievable. So we have had assistance from other departments, which is greatly appreciated. We have some part-time temporary people in working at poll worker wages. We are, I did send out a request to find out the number of poll workers. Normally on an election like this, we would have about 75. When it's a little bit busier, we'll possibly go up to 90. So I sent poll workers an email, and I'm still getting responses back, but I can tell you the I don't want to work, or I want to work, but I'm not going to work, ends up to be about 4-1. I have people in the morning that say I'm extremely interested and I'll still work, and when all the news comes out and press releases and press conferences, those people change their mind, and by the afternoon I have an RSVP regretfully denying to the ability to work. I do have, we have Central County absentee. I have people who won't work at the polls but will possibly work there. I have had other people step up. When I get a final count, I will send a press release out telling people that I'm going to be needing poll workers. So if you know of anybody who is healthy and fits the category of somebody that could possibly work at the polls, have them contact our office because we are about 70 short. Mm. And we do have ample supplies at the current time. I don't want to make it sound like we're oversupplied, but we have different processes that could possibly change daily about keeping safe. But it would be something that we're also looking for recommendations from people who are willing to work if they have a certain requirement that they would like to do to reassure them that they would be safe. So if you know of anybody, have them contact our office, and anybody who has anybody in their departments that is willing to step up for even a short time, would appreciate it. Any help is greatly, greatly appreciated.
Alderman Nelson.
I took the opportunity to vote just prior to this meeting. I just want to, you know, publicly recognize you and your staff. They were professional. I was observing them interact with people before I voted. They explained everything, and I know it was the end of the day, yet they were still very professional, very patient. And they were more patient with me because I'm challenged at some things. But I just want to let you know, thank you. I appreciate you and what your staff do, and it went very, very smooth.
Thank Questions you. From the phone?
Sandy?
Alderman Barber?
Are there people that are just going to be able to do absentee ballots and not be up front?
I'm not sure. That could mean about five different things. Could you explain what you mean in the office or on election day? Or
On election day when we have to do all of those absentee ballots?
Central count.
Can people volunteer just to do absentee ballots and nothing else?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I could use people like that. It's the problem right now is because of the volume of the ballots, we have one machine which reads about 3,500 a day. We currently have mailed over, or not mailed, but between mail and in-person, we're about 6,000. We have 22,000 voters, so I'm attempting to get additional machines. Otherwise, it will be Sunday before we have results.
Mayor, message, or this is Alderwoman Wilhelm.
We knew that. Really? Go ahead, really? Alderwoman.
I guess I would like to know what she's had for questions and solutions for people that don't have a witness for their ballots. What have you been suggesting to people that either live alone or in quarantine or don't want to be exposed?
Madam Clerk.
So nobody has called us who's been quarantined yet, or at least they haven't mentioned it. So we offer a couple solutions. We have, we kind of remind them, is there somebody that is a neighbor, is a family member? If they say no, they know of no one. We offer curbside voting. They can pull up in their car, let us know what time they're going to be out there. We've been doing that throughout the day for people who do not have access to the internet and they would like an application mailed to them. To speed things up, they drive to the parking lot, we run out with an application, get them to sign it. If they're interested, we also can process the absentee ballot and actually come back with the application, take the ballot out there, and they accomplish voting. So in addition to mailing the ballots and in person, we also offer curbside voting. And we have done that for several people who are without a witness. So we have a protocol when we go out to the car so that they're safe and we feel we're safe.
And then for the ones that may have not noticed that they need a witness, do you offer a way to contact them? Or, I've had some people say, I didn't know that I needed a witness. So I don't know if you're getting any without those or not.
Yes, we are. So it's been our practice whenever an absentee envelope gets returned to our office and there's something missing or incorrect on it, our office immediately contacts the voter. So that's why it's important if you're a registered voter that you have a correct phone number or email address on file with your voter registration. We have probably dealt with maybe about a dozen today, and so far I believe we've gotten in contact with everybody who's either missing a witness or forgot to sign. We have some people who forget to sign the envelope, and rather than have it get rejected, we're real energetic on contacting those voters to make sure their vote is counted.
Thank you. That's very reassuring. I appreciate that and all your work.
Okay. Anyone else with questions for staff on how we're handling the coronavirus and related activities? Okay. Seeing none, we'll move. By the way, for the record, Alderman Nelson left his seat at 5:32.
I knew it.
5:31. Okay, we'll move on to, thank you, staff. Move on to item two, authorization to exclude emergency responders from Family First Coronavirus Act and inclusion of the act in the employee handbook. And Alderman Nelson has returned at, Jesse, what time is it? 5:33.